The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning, 8:39, live on WRHI, F1340, FM100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And another beautiful Saturday morning.
Yeah, good morning.
We have the window open here and a menace, beautiful sky.
Well, wait till Monday, it'll change.
Yeah, well, that's what happens in the spring around here, evidently. So,
90% chance of rain, the chance of tornadoes, all kinds of messes.
Yeah, I heard that, you know, we had this thing come through Thursday that was supposed to be a little bit more severe than it was, but this is supposed to be a little bit worse than that.
It wasn't much anything Thursday.
But what about last Saturday, though? I was on my way after the show that afternoon after work on my way to Newberry, and we got out there in McConnell's, and it was raining so hard I almost had to pull over. That was nuts. And thundering.
We didn't get that. We got thunder.
Oh, we did. I didn't get hardly anything at my house, but out that way, that was a quick inch.
I already had a bunch out there.
Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit overcast most of the day. Yeah. I was out in the yard getting, you know, done my weed eating.
Yeah.
Pulled some weeds and getting ready to cut the grass and got right into the thick of it. And then the bottom dropped out.
Yeah.
Quick. Like that big Forrest Gump rain.
He's working on the honeydew list.
Yeah, knocking it out. But we did have thunder, and I've always been told if you have thunder in the winter, 10 to 14 days later, you have snow. So, but they did get snow in the mountains
this week. I've heard that, but I don't
know. Well, you know, it's going to be cold enough Tuesday, but we're just not getting the rain that we need with the cold weather, so.
And it came all of a sudden, I guess Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thursday morning at 5 a.m. outside, it was 69 degrees.
Yeah, 70 degrees. And it was,
that afternoon, it was 40.
Yeah.
It dropped a bunch, trust me.
But that's the way spring is here. So we set records the last couple of weeks with highs, 88. And I wasn't really ready for that, to be honest with you. I mean, I like warm weather, all right. But this right here is my jam right here. It's like mid to upper 40s in the morning and 70 degrees in the day. I got the shorts on and long sleeve shirt. You're feeling good.
You're triple next week.
Yeah, well, I have it not.
Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Thursday, wear long pants.
I'm supposed to play in a golf tournament Monday, but I hope it clears out. The Optimist Club tournament. Usually that's the first captain's choice kickoff of the year.
That's always a fun one.
Whitey Adams.
Yeah, they do.
Good morning, Whitey Adams, if you're out there.
I sponsored the whole thing for 30 years. Whitey, I've been talking to him once a year. It was every spring.
Whitey calls me every year, the first day in January that we're having business, and tells me about this tournament. So, but this year he did it like it was between Thanksgiving and Christmas. He was on the ball.
He's
organizing.
Excited.
Yeah, he's excited for it.
It's hard to tell him no.
It is.
And they know that.
So you basically have to give him something or he'll just keep coming around.
I ain't actually seen him in person in several years.
Yeah.
I talked to him every year.
He's doing pretty well. He can't see very good, but he's still getting around, still hitting golf balls and...
Well, when I did the Optimist Club the first time, I think Dave Angels did it with it.
Because
his wife would call me.
Yeah.
Then Whitey would call me, so I was getting bombarded on all the time.
Him and David Angel and Tom Webb and a bunch of guys are still doing it. So it's a good cause. So.
I hadn't seen Dave Angel in a long time.
Been a minute.
When I met him, he was selling trucks.
That's funny. Yep.
Up in Charlotte.
I hear you. So the weather I have people coming in looking for plants, boy. They're looking for the tomato plants and all that stuff, and you still got basically a month away.
It's like,
what's today? The 15th, so we got till April 15th. Today's the 15th, isn't it? Well,
it's not 14th.
Oh, tomorrow's the 14th. Yeah. Right,
tomorrow's the
rushing things.
I was rushing it because tomorrow's my granddaughter's birthday, Madeline.
All right.
She'll be 10 years old tomorrow.
Today's my niece's birthday, and she turns 30 today, so.
And we're having a little dinner tonight at my house for her. But
we're going somewhere. But
there you go.
Is it Beware the Ides of March?
Yeah.
Is that what it
that's
is?
That's her.
That's it.
She's a mini Teresa, but she is.
Well, then definitely, if anybody knows definitely Teresa, beware the Ides of March.
You see both of them together. She looks at me when I frustrate her. She goes, Dave. Sounds just like my wife. Dave. And she looks at me with that look like,
she
boy, you're going to
she gets that from
you're going to make somebody happy one day.
Hope his name's not Dave.
Yeah. Well, she'll be used to saying it if it is. She does marry a David. Be great.
She could be the next golf pro.
No, she's not a golfer. I think Lillian took all that, and the other two aren't interested in golf.
Aren't interested?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's more of an actor and drama and art and stuff like that. So
she's the stand-up comedian.
Right? Yeah, she could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's the one that got up there and told jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got jokes. Well, anyway, today's a beautiful day to get outside, clean up your yard, and we have one of our owners at the station brought us something in here to look at today to talk about probably in the next segment, but with the wind blowing the way it has been, these things are like everywhere, and we're going to leave a hook. We're going to leave a hook right there, so you got to hang around here.
Be right back to the garden's bench.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
A garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the
okay, garden, we're back to the garden's bench.
We're having a garden party.
We have a garden party right now. But
yeah, that'd be a good name for a show too, the garden party.
Yeah,
kind of what we do.
Well, we got some. You passed out some party favors.
This party favors from our Imperial boss, one of our bosses, Manning Kimball.
Mr. Kimball, before we get into that, on your list, it's not too late for prayer burning.
That's right. So everybody, I get that question.
30 seconds talking about it.
Okay, I get that question every week. Is it, I'm late, is it too late for pre-emergent? Well, what's my answer, Steve?
No such thing.
Yeah, it's never too late for pre-emergent. So
is it too early for post-emergent?
No.
Because my weeds have been in full throat.
Well, it's been, with the warm weather, yes, it's perfect time to do it. Now, with this cold weather, first of the week, you might want to hold off, and then later in the week, especially warm up again, so you can go ahead and do some post-emergent, which, post-emergent, what does that mean, Matt?
It's after the weeds have already sprouted.
It will kill the weeds that are there. So
yes.
Pre-emergent does nothing with existing weeds, but it
stops the seeds,
stops any more from coming, and it will prevent, if a plant's in your yard now that's getting ready to produce seeds, you put the pre-emergent down, it blocks those seeds from actually growing stuff.
So it actually puts a border down.
Yeah.
They won't penetrate.
A lot of people have poana right now, which is a little green tuft grass that's in a warm season grasses that's usually in damp, cool areas, and you do your pre-emergent in the fall. Sometimes it washes out and gets in there. So that's the big one that everybody's kind of spraying. So poanua.
Mm-hmm.
Poa trivalis, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's not a plant. He doesn't know what that is.
I knew it was a problem.
You probably got a little bit in your yard somewhere. I mean, it's
I don't think
down by the ditch, maybe. Or,
I think Tommy got most
Tommy
of
did it.
Mine. But
good job,
the
Tommy.
Nursery, we did ages of it. I mean, acres of it.
Tommy boy did it.
Like brother. I don't know what he's doing today. I talked to him. So.
All right, what you got in your hand over there that Manning left us?
Mr. Kimmel, it's, everybody knows what they are. You go, we used to take slingshots and shoot them at each other.
Yeah.
Kids. It hurt.
My parents used to pay, my dad used to pay my sons a penny a piece to pick these things up.
Sweet gumballs.
Sweet gumballs. And if you're barefooted and you step on this thing,
you know it.
That's not going to be fun for you. So it'd be like stepping on a Lego in the house.
Yeah, they call them you know, gumballs.
So these things have been clinging on to the tree. Some of them come off in the fall, some of them.
In
the winter, the wind, the problem in the spring, the wind's blowing a lot right now.
Ice cannot come off.
Yeah.
I mean,
so they're slowly coming off, and they're all over my putting green in my backyard right now. So
we'll get out of there and pick them up.
And what's good about that, you can take the your wedge, you can actually chip these things, too, chip them around. But they're hard to pick up. They're not like we sell these little rollers at the store that picks up the nuts, but they won't pick these up because this has this little tail on it, and it's not around. It's got stickers all over it, so it's hard to pick up. It kind of clings to the grass.
Yeah, and where do they come from?
Sweet gum tree.
Some people, I guess, sycamore trees have some like this, but this is gum ball is what it's called. I guess
sycamore is more of a solid ball.
Yeah,
and it's hard,
mm-hmm.
and it hurts if you hit with it worse than this. But you don't see a lot of sycamore trees around here.
Now, are they like seed pods or what?
Yeah, that's what these are.
And well, I have seen people on DIY take these and they spray paint them and make a wreath out of them.
Huh, yeah.
My mama did that.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
they
useful
spray
things
paint them
for
either
sure.
for spring or the holiday, Christmas or whatever, and put a ribbon on it and have a wreath. So, I mean, it's just...
First off, though, sweet gum is one of the most hated trees around because of the balls.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a beautiful tree. It's a very good tree. You can't hardly kill it. You cut it off, it comes back three different stems.
And they have beautiful leaves on them too in the fall.
fall
good orange color. Yeah.
I know in the mountains of North Carolina, they used to grow acres of them and ship them north in their delicacy.
Oh, wow.
Except they people like the balls. Down here, there's just so many of them. My niece and Charlotte, Hannah, Tommy's daughter, Charles Haley now, three. She just turned three.
Yeah, I think.
And he gave her a little plastic wheelbarrow for her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And she gets out there and picks up sweet gum balls.
Well, kids, I mean, they're lower to the ground. I mean, that's perfect for them. Don't be scared to let kids work.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kids need to be useful out there picking up stuff. They're right there at the ground. They ain't hardly got to bend down.
We had, long time ago, we had sweet gum that was growing in a gully. I mean, it's 20 feet down. It's deep. It's where that parking lot on the left side, right side is now. So Tommy had it cut down, and a lady next door called to complain that we cut down her tree. Tommy said, man, that's 80 feet on our property. She said, but it blocked my view of you.
Oh. Well, that's a, she had a point about that.
So it's her, it's her tree.
She had a court case there.
Yeah.
Not ours.
No, look at that little brown building over there. So I've heard that Clemson actually has bred these and actually has a sweet gum tree that does not have these seed pods balls, but I'm not sure about that, but it's a beautiful tree.
They developed a tree,
yeah,
but it did make it on the market. It was a garbage tree. We actually planted some 25 years ago where Foreman's used to be. I can't think of the name of the road down, but anyway, we did Fox Dry Holly all the way down by Springs and up at the end, but four of them there. And those things were so brittle, they broke all the pieces.
Oh, man.
Every time the wind blew, them broke out of them.
Well, speaking of garbage trees, the Bradford pears are starting to bloom a little bit.
Yeah, that's a clear sign, and they'll be. You should enjoy them this weekend because they'll probably, the blooms will be gone.
Yeah.
They're gone now. Look around.
Yeah.
Right after they look around, that cold last week finished them off.
Yeah, but that is one of the signals of spring for sure.
Well, listen to her complain for the last 3 weeks over pollen. We'll be right back to the garden bit.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn, AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Had dreams about the west and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
Charlie Daniels at his best.
That is Charlie Daniels. I kept thinking it was Marshall Tucker from
It is Marshall Tucker.
That is Marshall Tucker?
That version.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Charlie Daniels might have sang it, but
he released it.
Marshall Tucker, if you didn't know, they're from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah.
I listened to a lot of Marshall Tucker. Yeah.
They're still parts of, obviously not original members, but they're still doing a little touring.
Even before they got popular, I listened to They like Alabama and Myrtle Beach. They played Debbie.
That's how you get where you're going, man. You tough it out night after night, and then you finally get a break. So that's good. It's like what happened to us.
They were backup band all the time.
We toughed it out and toughed it out. Used to have an hour show. Now we have a half hour one.
Yeah, y'all traveling around the country.
We slimmed it down.
In bars and honky-tonks talking about gardening.
We would have had the fastest gardening show in South Carolina, and then we got it.
Look at us now. How about us? How about it?
I've been to several of them around South Carolina, 30-minute shows.
Yeah.
It all depends on advertisers.
It does. So yeah. Get out there and help us. Get some, we need some more advertisers. So. And I want to do this again and do it again before we leave, but I still want to get some emails this year for the show. So my email is drector, R-E-C-T-O-R, drector at carolinafreshfarms.com. Has S on it, .com. So
don't forget the farms.
Farms.
Yeah. And speaking of Carolina Fresh Farms, you had a big workiversary this week, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Last Friday was my 20th anniversary.
I still have a hard time believing about that.
That's wild. Congratulations. Pretty cool,
man. Yeah. I was like, man, that's a long time.
Congratulations.
Problem is, I remember his first day.
Yeah.
It seemed 20 years ago.
I think you reposted it somewhere. Somebody told me you saw it.
I
appreciate that.
You're worth celebrating, buddy.
I live 3 miles from my work, which is awesome. The Carolina Fresh is a family organization, and it's just a good one, man.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I live, like my wife says, she drives 3 miles to her job. It's a song and a half. And I got people I know that are in a car for an hour every morning going somewhere. Man, that's like, that's a gift.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
Matt don't even have that far to go.
I got a 300 yards.
Yeah, well, here, but.
Yeah. No, I mean, from my Williams house to Fudge. Williams and Fudge, yeah.
You can hit a driver.
Some days.
Driver
on
and
a
wedge.
Good day.
A driver and a wedge. Steve never lived far from his work either. So you were basically there. You're on the back side, but you were right there.
By area, it was probably.
As a crow flies.
600-700 yards.
Yeah.
By air. Road.
Driver 3-wood.
By road, it's about a half mile.
Yeah, you had to go around the bend.
As you go around the world to get there.
Mm-hmm.
By air.
But yeah, like that. 30.
You never went by air, did you?
Helicopter and drop him in.
I would walk that far when I could walk.
Could you walk through the woods there?
I could, but I didn't.
Well, not now, I know.
I didn't either.
Ron, you can drop him off at the old office today and then you can walk back through there.
I need to get over there. I got over there in a while. But
yeah. That's all good.
I guess. We'll see.
Come on out to Carolina Fresh today. We're open at 8 to 2, which is right now. They're open. Lots of strong, healthy young men to help you load your stuff in your car.
Yeah. See, you did a lot of hard work there this morning.
Oh, man. I was loading some sod yesterday. I'll tell you one thing about sod. When they cut it in the spring, it's heavy.
It's wet.
It's wet and it's thick. And I was in the back of this guy's pickup truck, and the forklift come up there and held this pallet there. So I was just tossing them in the truck. And when I took it off, it was just going thud, like thud into that truck. So that's good for sod if it's thick. I mean, it's hard to put out because it's heavy, but you got a good base and all that. But selling a lot of sod right now. Sod, the warm season stuff is still not green, obviously. It's a little more green. It's actually amazing how much warmer it is down there sometimes than here. But it's probably going to get knocked back this week. We got 20s coming. So if you got, Rhonda was just talking about covering up her peony. And what's the other one?
My hydrangeas.
Hydrangeas. So if you got some plants like that, you might want to take a cloth, or you don't want to use a tarp. Plastic, do you?
No plastic.
Why?
It'll burn.
It won't breathe, right?
It'll burn it.
Oh, it burns it?
Yeah.
The heat builds up.
Oh, there's too much heat then. Yeah.
Use cloth.
True. All right, we're going to take our last break with some Neil Diamond, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench. No more ago, taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have my time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care.
Hey, this is Lauren. Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird beds, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day is a lovely day.
Every day is a lovely day.
Yeah, some are better than others.
I love that song. I play a little yacht rock on Monday mornings to get our store going. It keeps me relaxed a little bit. And things seem to fall in place better with the yacht rock. So what time are we meeting over at Manning's house to pick all these gumballs up?
Speak for yourself.
I thought you were going to take those back to him.
Yeah, I'll mail them.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I'm going to do, Manning. I'm going to take these. You got five gumballs here. I'm going to take them. I'm going to hide them all over the station so you can find them this week.
I wouldn't advise that.
I have absolutely nothing to do with that.
Manny would think that's funny. He thinks that's funny. He's my basketball. He sits in front of me at the basketball games. I didn't go to as many this year, but sits in front of us.
We'll know if he finds it funny next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what? Maybe
we might be here. We might not.
Might be a pink piece of paper sitting there.
That's right. The door locked.
Pink slip.
I don't know if it'd be a pink slip or not. It'd be a slip. But
yes, you have to get paid to get a pink slip.
That's true. But
I do love coming up here on Saturday morning. It's nice.
I've been doing it, 45 years
now? How long?
Seven.
My six. And this is your seventh, my sixth, I think. So. And the whole show has been going on about 15. I think you're eight.
No, it's more than that.
You're eight and I'm seven, I think.
This is the 17th year, right?
I thought it was 15th year, but it's...
I don't know, but I mean, I've been here at least since 2018.
This 16 years.
I've been here since 8:15 this morning.
It's longer than 7 years, baby.
I've been here since 8:15 this morning.
Yeah.
That's all I can tell you.
I can't believe I forget how long I've been doing that. I did it for a year by myself.
You did it by yourself. That was an hour, wasn't it? That was pretty tough. Oh, it was 30. Okay. That's hard to do.
We had three sponsors, and I was one of them.
When I was down there at the Master Gardeners, I had two segments where I was by myself, but tough. Well, thank you all for listening. Hey, Richard from Quality Lawn. Hey, I want to tell you, hey.
And we'll see you next week on radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.